This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It's summertime, which means a lot of musicians are on the road. When these artists head out to the festival circuit or out onto summer tours at home and abroad, they're bringing with them a lot of gear. So this month, we're bringing you a series of conversations we're calling Noisemakers. We'll be hearing from a bunch of musicians about a piece of must-have gear that they're stuffing into vans and lugging onto stages. But first, Hrishikesh Hirway is the host of the Song Exploder podcast. Hi, Hrishikesh. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me.
First, tell me what your podcast endeavors to do.
So Song Exploder is a breakdown of songs where artists take apart a recording and play just the instruments, the individual layers within a recording.
And in stripping away its layers, or at least, you know, sort of separating them out, I would imagine that you kind of discover these little things that musicians use, these tricks that they use that end up being really key to making a song come together.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how every artist sort of approaches how they get into a song differently. For a lot of people, it starts by just messing with gear or trying an instrument that they've never used before because it opens their brain up to ways that they haven't been used to.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've heard that a lot and experienced it myself. When you're playing with one instrument over and over, it's really nice to break it up and be like, oh, I'm going to play with this like little dinky keyboard. And, you know, you end up writing a song from just kind of switching it up like that.
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter what the equipment is that you use. Like, it can be as rudimentary or as sophisticated as you can find. It's really about the ideas that you build into it.
So do you have an example of this?
One that was really interesting to me, and the reason why I found it significant was not because it was a musical instrument. It was a record player, something that you would never think could be used sort of as a musical instrument. But Nick Zamuto from the band The Books used the locked groove, which is like the center groove of a record where there's no music. He turned that into a drum machine.
And he was doing that by essentially scratching, like making permanent scratches in the record from the very center.
So, you know, when the record ends, the needle crosses that, you know, that little bump and there's a pop and it hangs out in the center of the record over and over again. There's no music there.
Or whatever, yeah.
He described that as like a blank canvas for him rhythmically. He realized that he could do stuff with that because it's sort of in this infinite loop.
And so you talked to him about this.
So if you use a protractor, you can measure out any time signature you want. It's simple geometry. I mean, that's all rhythm is. But there's a chaos to it as well, which I really love because, you know, it never feels like what a drummer would play, but it does create these really kind of imperfect organic rhythms.
Hrishikesh Hirway is the host and the producer of Song Exploder. Hrishikesh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you're a musician or a fan, tweet me about your favorite noisemaker. I've already posted one of mine. I'm at The Brock Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report.